A familiar push for a wall along the southern U.S. border. It came just days ahead of what Mr. Trump has warned could be another partial government shutdown if he does not get the money for a wall. Here is Sagar Meghani on a State of the Union that began with a call for unity.
In his first speech to a divided Congress, the president said Americans want lawmakers to work together.
Not as two parties, but as one nation.
But at least one Democrat said the call for bipartisanship fell flat. The president warned Democrats who are planning probes of his finances against what he calls ridiculous partisan investigations.
If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation.
While ticking off crossover issues like fighting childhood cancer, the president spent much of the speech on foreign policy and immigration, with another government shutdown deadline fast approaching. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The official Democratic response to the State of the Union was delivered by a rising star in the party, Stacey Abrams, who lost a bitterly fought campaign for governor of Georgia. In her message, criticism of President Trump's immigration stance and his proposed wall.
We know bipartisanship could craft a 21st century immigration plan, but this administration chooses to cage children and tear families apart. Compassionate treatment at the border is not the same as open borders. President Reagan understood this. President Obama understood this. Americans understand this.
For all the day's news, we invite you to log on to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Even as President Trump used his State of the Union to announce his next summit meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, there were new worries being raised by a UN report that says North Korea is working to ensure